Steve.
And now let's turn to Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services for a look at Arizona's likely congressional future. This is following the 2020 census. A recent analysis by Election Data Services found Arizona is poised to gain a 10th congressional seat, and that could have significant political implications for the next decade. So good morning, Howie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And as Hank was saying, you know, depends on who draws the lines, but the numbers suggest we've got enough growth in Arizona to get a 10th seat in the U.S. House.
Right. So I want to get into the political side of this in a moment. But first of all, so like you say in your article about this, this is a zero-sum game. So if we get a seat, somebody else loses one. Where does that likely come from?
Well, some of it comes from the obvious places, you know, like Illinois and Ohio. Yes, Rhode Island, I think, is also in line to lose a seat. But one of the surprising changes is it looks like at this point that California will lose a seat, which is the first time, I think, since they've been doing redistricting that California's representation actually has gone down. It's not that California isn't growing. It's just it's not growing as fast as the national average. And as you say, you know, with only 435 seats to go around in the U.S. House, if we get something, it's got to come from somewhere else. You know, the same thing's happening in Colorado, which is gaining a seat. North Carolina is gaining a seat because of its higher than average growth.
Now, Howie, obviously this is a numbers game, but since you're a child of the 60s and you've been covering this for about 100 years, how much of a difference has it made for when Arizona moved from having one representative? I think Mo Udall represented the entire state at one point, didn't he? And now if we move up to 10, other than the actual numbers, how much of an increase in political capital does that bring to a state like Arizona?
Well, this is a game of numbers, and obviously we've seen what's happening in terms of the U.S. House having gone Democratic. You know, if in fact the seat is added and it becomes another Democratic seat, it helps secure the Democratic majority in the House, assuming it stays that way after the 2020 election. But there's one other thing. Our number of electoral votes is linked to the number of congressional seats. We will have 12 electoral votes, 10 seats plus the two Senate seats. And that may suggest that presidential candidates, rather than ignoring us, which has been the practice for a couple of years, might decide, hey, we actually need to appeal to those Arizonans.
So this kind of goes along the same line that we hear so often now that Arizona is officially a battleground state.
Oh, definitely. You know, as we become a state that is purple, to use the current analogy, and as we get more electoral votes, I mean, you know, 12 electoral votes, and it is a winner-take-all kind of situation. In other words, if you win Arizona 51-49% as a presidential candidate, you get all 12 electoral votes. Well, 12 votes matters.
So let's talk then about the politics of this, right? So we have to redraw everything then to add in a 10th district. What might that look like?
Well, the tricky part becomes they all have to be equal population. So it isn't a matter of just plopping something down. The assumption is that each district will have about 740,000 people. But you've got to do it according to what the voters approved when they created the Independent Redistricting Commission. That means protecting communities of interest, respecting natural boundaries, and to the extent possible, creating as many politically competitive districts as possible. So that means that they may look at some of these safe districts, whether that's Paul Gosar's district up in Northwest Arizona or Andy Biggs's district out on the east side or Ro Grijalva's Democrat district down in Southwest Arizona, and say, you know, we can move some people around, and rather than having, you know, maybe two or three seats that can go either way, we could have four or five seats that go either way. And that's going to mean, again, more competitiveness, and it's going to mean that Arizona becomes at play when people want to get elected.
And Howie, we'll see what happens, obviously, when the IRC is named and they get their hands on the maps, et cetera. But we mentioned Gosar, but also the district that Gosar used to represent before things were redrawn, now represented by Tom O'Halloran. CD1 is so strange in terms of how it's shaped in order to get to that population thing you're talking about. With a 10th, would it have to be something like that? Would we have to see another sort of strange thing, or would we see some sort of expansion of distant Maricopa County, for example?
Well, that certainly could happen, because even though we'll get a 10th seat to spread the numbers around, the fact is the growth has not been in the rural areas. I mean, you look at places like Apache and Navajo County, which really are not growing at all. Cochise County, which technically is a separate district, is actually has lost some population in Sierra Vista and Benson, and that may change it, may move O'Halloran's district or whoever's district that is back down into that area. If you've got to get to 740,000 people, you have to do it in a way that makes some sort of sense, you know, but again, given that there aren't, the people aren't living there, the growth has been to a certain extent in the West Valley, you know, places like Goodyear and Buckeye, and then down in places like Queen Creek and down toward Florence, and then a little bit in Pima County and places like Marana and Sarita. But in terms of the rest of the state, it just isn't growing as fast, and that means larger districts, even with the 10th district added.
Real quick, Howie, before we let you go, this isn't guaranteed yet, this 10th congressional seat. What could change this outcome? Are there concerns about an accurate census count?
Well, that obviously becomes a big issue in a state like Arizona or Texas or California. Obviously, we know that the courts blocked the efforts by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question. But there's still a lot of concern that immigrant communities and even the folks who are here legally don't like the idea of the government showing up at their door or a government representative and saying, who are you? Who lives in the house? And start asking questions. And there's a fear that if you end up with a 3 or 4 or 5% undercount among the Hispanic community, that, you know, we could end up losing out. But then again, so could Texas, which is in line for 3 seats if you use the current numbers, but so could California. So it's going to be incumbent on the census people and incumbent on state lawmakers and incumbent on state officials to make sure that folks know they should be counted if, in fact, Arizona is going to gain this additional political clout.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, the dean of the Capital Press Corps. Howie, thanks.
I appreciate the promotion there.